Tura glanced round at Jiddle, Jinty and some of the others who had gathered around to listen.
Now hold your silence, or we'll have that stoat bat in here. There's a tunnel behind that back wall.
Midas Paw shot out, gagging Jiddle, who was about to squeak aloud happily. The young hog mumbled,
Sorry,
allowing Tura to continue.
Aye, a long, dark tunnel. It goes both ways, to the left and right. I took a look both ways, but couldn't stay long enough. I had to come back when I heard you two young thickheads yelling. Do you realise that your voices echo all around behind that wall?
Tura issued them both with a stern look before she carried on.
I don't know, but I had a feeling that the tunnel to the left was the one I fancied.
Midda clasped her friend's paw.
You did well, Mace. And if you want to go left down the tunnel, then left it is.
She turned as Jinty's paw tapped her back.
What is this? Keep your voice down.
The Witherspike Hogmaid asked timidly.
Two things, really. Are we all going, and when?
Tura chuckled quietly.
Of course we're all going. If we're going to escape, then no beast gets left behind.
Midas stroked little Diggler's head. He was dropping off.
Right. But when will be the best time to go?
Jiddle was not in any doubt.
There'll never be a better time than now, while the guards are asleep.
Tura nodded.
He's right, Midder, but we'll have to move fast. Once they find we've gone, that Sable Queen'll have the whole lot of them right on our tails.
Unless...
She looked questioningly at Jiddle.
Unless what?
The young hog gave a sly smile.
Unless we block the opening. Sort of disguise it so they can't tell where we've gone to.
Tura tweaked his snout.
That's a great idea. How do you think we should go about it?
Jiddle cast swift glances around the cavern, his ingenuity coming to the fore as he outlined his scheme. Jinty went first. Once she was through the crack, she held up a lantern and guided the youngest ones through. When only Midda, Tura and Jiddle were left, they scoured the cave for any loose rock and rubble. There were some quite sizable lumps of stone, large clumps of earth, made up of dead roots and clay-based soil, and some single pieces of thicker root limbs. Working swiftly and noiselessly, they passed the material through to Jinty, who piled it up.
That should be enough, mates. Come on through now.
Once on the other side, Jinty and her brother led the little ones off down the left of the tunnel, holding up a lantern to guide their way. With the aid of the remaining lantern, Tura and Midda commenced blocking up the escape hole. They jammed the rocks, earth clumps and root limbs into the narrow aperture, ramming it hard with their foot paws. They completed the task, panting with the force of their efforts. Midda gave the jammed mass a final pat.
There. I think that should do it. Do you think it'll fool them?
Tura shrugged.
Well, if and it doesn't... Let's just hope it buys us enough time to get clear away.